Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's End. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than tech and static when you're trying to enjoy something.
Yes, because that stinks.
Yes, you know what we need? Tinfoil on the old antennae.
Well, will my hat do?
Yes, yes, it will. Let's see. So, tonight, you want to listen? You want to join the chat room? Go to davinsden.com on Tuesday night. Click on chat and listen live where we're live on the air. You're listening on an affiliate. That's a good option, too. Open up a new browser. Go to davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom. Click on that and then click chat and go. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. I got Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here soon.
I know.
Merry as always.
Yes. Well, he is these days.
Joe's a very merry man.
Yes. Yes.
So merry, that some would even say light. And anyway. All right.
Okay.
He skips through life. tonight, we're going to do more Ann Jackson, always a crowd pleaser.
Yes.
She was back on task last week, screaming and cussing and annoying you and Joe.
I know, very much so.
Yes. Also, we're going to be talking to Peter Suselli, whose father, unfortunately, committed suicide after falling for a romance scammer. Romance scammer was using Yuliana Avalos' pictures, and besides that, unfortunately, rang up $60,000 worth of debt.
Terrible.
So Peter's going to be joining us later on. Also, Nigerian stuck in space. We want to get him out. And
Help him.
We should help him. And Apple is under scrutiny by the FBI because they won't open up their phones for the terrorist San Bernardino phones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that should have been a sentence with words juxtaposed in a different position, but you got the point.
Yeah, well, English is good, but that was nice, too.
Yeah, well, you know, three times a charm. Anyway, so... So, Pipper,
yes.
I feel that when we start the show with the Ann Jackson,
yes,
that it behooves us to explain what this is. Because if you jump into Ann Jackson right in the middle, it is even more of a mess than it is usually.
It really is, because actually, even Mr. Helix says, if he doesn't hear the show for a little while, he says, I'm a little confused, because he doesn't get to hear his stories every week.
I'm here all the time, and I'm a little confused.
Sometimes we're a little confused in mid-read,
yes.
So we have to stop you and ask questions.
So, Pip, if you could briefly explain the background and what this Ann Jackson thing is for the folks, and then we'll start with that tonight, and you'll come up with your categories, and you'll explain that briefly,
sure.
And we'll get this show underway, and before you know it, the Blue Hawk will be here, Joe Curry.
Yes, Bacaw.
Bacaw, indeed.
Ann Jackson is a really strange, complicated figure. She's a Japanese national, and she has been scammed by romance scammers. And what she has done after that has positioned herself as a romance scam expert of sorts on the internet. And then people have flocked to her, believing that... seeing her YouTube videos and seeing things she's posted on the internet, believing her to be an expert on how to get your money back, when in reality, we are torn between deciding whether Anne is just a really loopy individual or if she is in cahoots with some of the scammers with their reload scams.
Depends on the day.
It really does depend on the day. And so she is a little excitable, and
putting it mildly.
And she has a whole cast of characters that she speaks to on the internet, believing that they are real government officials that are helping her get her money back and helping others.
Well, worse yet, as others have been led to believe that these are real government officials.
Yes.
But we, as this has gone on, we have shown that clearly they are not.
They are not.
No.
And so part of what we do is we listen to conversations through email that either Davin has had with her or she has had with the other players involved, either the faux officials or with people that she's leading towards the scammer, saying, here, I'll show you the promised land and get your money back, never to see any money. And so what we do is we parse these to try to figure out what is her exact role in all of this. You know, we sort of waffle on what we think.
I haven't really waffled in a while.
No.
I think she's mentally ill.
Yes.
And I think at one point she thought she was helping people.
Yes, I think she did. But I don't know if she can even help herself out of a paper bag right now. But,
Well, if she did, I'm sure there'd be some expletives.
Of course, there is the... naughty fun of laughing at her English as a second language style of writing.
That's you and Joe.
Yes, because we're awful people. Davin simply reads, we just enjoy.
I read, you're awful.
And there's a little game that we play.
All right, what's this game you speak of, Pitt?
Well, this game, we decide how many times during the segment she's going to say or do certain things that we've heard her do in the past. And we try to guess how many times she's going to do them. One of the favorites, well, the all-time favorite, is how many times she refers to Davin as Mr. Davin. So that is our first category for the night.
Okay.
Definitely going to be Mr. Davin.
I'm going to play the music while you come up with the categories.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Another thing that she likes to do is she calls people so-called, especially if she's upset with them. So we're going to have so-called, wait a minute, I'm blanking on his name, something Santos?
Dr. Melvin Santos.
So-called Dr. Melvin Santos.
Now, does doctor have to be in or could
no,
just be Melvin Santos?
I think it's so-called Melvin Santos.
Mel, who, by the way, is in charge of the United Nations, even though there's...
All by himself.
Yes, there's no record of such thing.
No, there's no such person.
But he has time to deal with her.
Yes, he does.
The balls to go off the UN secretary.
I know, and he curses at her.
Yes,
it's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, they sound like two third graders having a you know, a schoolyard fight.
Sound like me and Joe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the last one is, when she gets really excited, she likes to change her fonts. So the last category tonight is when she changes to Damn It All Red.
Damn It All Red back in the fold. We haven't done Damn It All Red in a while.
No, and I'm hoping that she will because, I'm going to be guessing that she's doing it.
All right, so Joe will weigh in with his when he's here.
Yeah.
Joe, pull over and text me now.
Yeah, weigh in with your choices. So again, the categories are Mr. Davin, so-called Melvin Santos, and Damn It All Red.
What are your guesses?
I'm going to say there's five Mr. Davins and two so-called Melvin Santos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going for one big old Damn It All Red.
One big old Damn It All Red.
Yeah.
All right. Should I start this?
No, the chat's weighing in.
Yeah, but that means that while they're weighing in, that means I have to fill. I mean, I could start this, and while they're typing, we could be going. See, now
I'm
just wasting more time.
I know you are.
I mean, I know Joe's not here yet, but
I know.
We're already running behind.
Okay.
Has everybody weighed in yet?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can start.
See? You see that? You waited it.
I know.
They did
it. I know.
Dateline, May 23rd, 2014. I'm going to stop that now. Music. May 23rd, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Number one!
You are right! We are human beings.
Wait, what? Where did we leave off that she thought that was an issue?
Well, remember, I was sticking up for the victim who brought this to our attention.
Okay.
But, yes. But I think it's something that most of us could agree on.
Okay. Yeah. I think we all are. Well, and, I don't know about you. But, yeah, most of us are human beings.
Sure. Most of us, absolutely. I do not like to create the enemies or embarrass people.
What?
Now, this is a woman that routinely says terrible, terrible things.
Terrible things.
Sometimes they're doing something wrong to the people. I deleted this woman, the victim who brought this to her attention. Issue due to the human rights.
If you do to the human rights, you do to me. What? Wait, what?
I don't know. Stay calm to think about the truth. About Brown Cotton, who's in the FBI, but not really. By the way, Brown is real because I did experience a danger, and he helped me a lot. He is straight, honest, and a good man, but with pride in his heart.
Well, that's a thrilling testimonial, but he's fake.
Yes.
You do get that, honey, don't you?
No, she doesn't. Pedro and Jorinthy Merrim are real mafias. Remember, they allegedly killed her friend Jimmy Jones.
Right.
Which is where this all started. Jimmy Jones was a scammer who was helping her with some trading for her toy business. I don't remember.
International trade, I think. Toy business.
Unfortunately, as will happen to these scam stories, somebody meets an untimely demise.
Yes, usually.
Yeah, yes.
All of ours did.
Yes. Pedro and Jane through Mam are real mafias, and Brown tracked them for 2 years.
Mm.
I really know that Pedro is a very dangerous man. He arrested many criminals for your country, and this one helps many people. About Interpol, I report. So she, now after she said all these terrible things about them, she's going to give me their bio.
You're right.
He has pride, but truly speaking, he's a nice Interpol, because he got gunshot while arresting the criminals.
He's a nice Interpol. Yeah. Oh, what a nice boy. What a good... Look at that gunshot. Look at that gunshot wound. What a good boy.
Now, remember, she's gone off on these people.
Oh, yeah. The F-bombs were flying when she's talking to them in emails, like you do when you're talking to government officials trying to help you.
Yes.
If they were real government officials. By the way, Joe weighed in.
Joe weighed in?
Yes, through Joe's girl. in the den pen.
For Christ's sake, Joe, get off the phone and drive, stupid.
I thought that was hilarious.
They're probably having cyber instead of Joe getting his ass here. He's probably pulled over on the side of the road in the stupid snow with his cold penis and his cold hand having their own little private session. Instead of Joe committing to the show, he's committing to his other show. Get your ass here, stupid.
He's driving.
I'm sure he is.
Through a snowbank.
He's driving. I'm sure he's riding his stick.
Well, perhaps there's a little talk about riding his stick. That, you know, that's the way cyber works when you're in a car. But so he said three of each. And while we're paused, Tom says three Mr. Davins and nothing of the others.
Nothing.
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 Zero. Zero. Zip. Lisa says three Mr. Davins and one of the others.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe's girl says four Mr. Davins and one of the others. So there's not a lot of, except for Joe, who ranked him up, not a lot of hope for so-called Mr. Santas and Damn It All Red.
Joe, by the way, who according to his correspondence with me should be here right now. But instead...
You know what? It's not nice out there.
Well, it's not nice in here. He still should be here.
I know. Look at us.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
It is not nice.
Stupidest time to wait. I mean, I'm glad that he's listening, but on the other hand, he has time to, oh, by the way, tell the air.
No. Well, you know what, though? I was happy to see it.
I'm happy Joe's alive.
I am, too.
I'd be happier if he was here.
Wait. Isolate that. You're happy Joe's alive.
I'm always happy Joe's alive. Who wants to wear a suit and go to a funeral? You know, then I gotta tell soon to be ex. It's really not a joyous occasion. Who needs that?
Da, stop that!
You know, I hate to be the one who has to set the tone for mourning when it comes to Joe.
It's like, why is Davin the most upset one? Because the only one other
who's gonna edit the clips? Damn you, Joe! Damn you!
Throwing tape and boxes on his casket.
Then I go to you. Well, he really was having problems with Audacity, so maybe it's not that big of a loss.
You dick.
Well, you would agree. Then no, you go. Damn it! Now I have to do more.
That's what I would say.
Exactly. That's Joe's death does not serve any of us well right now. So,
no.
So Godspeed, Joe Curry.
Well, Lisa was actually pretty. Impressed with the fact that he was participating from afar.
Well, we've often asked Joe to participate from afar, but yet he shows up. I need to live in a mobile home so I can keep the studio moving.
I know, and then do you think they'll find the studio for tonight's episode?
No, it'll be a new game.
Yeah.
All right. So she continues about Miller and Green. They fought with the Talibans due to the jobs. Miller and Green are a military, allegedly.
Right.
Do not forget they are your country heroes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They're not real, but okay.
The true voices from my heart. I do blame them because they make the mistakes to my cases and they deal with my case, maybe the first case. Unfortunately, they do not know the ways till I contact UN, United Nations. UN can help people, but this idiot person, so-called Melvin Santos.
Oh, yes! I'm very pleased with myself. Yes.
Yes. Well, that's usually what is followed after that exclamation in this basement.
Yes!
I am very pleased with myself.
Yes.
Yes.
I am.
Yes. This idiot person, so-called Melvin Santos, is stupid enough not to believe in the truth, and I offer the truth to him. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr did prove it. I do wish they consider all the victims who really suffer from the true scams, and they can get true helps.
True helps.
True helps.
It's really interesting that she is feeling so fervently that if these are real officials, and if only they would get off their asses and help people, then they would prove their worth.
And but, this correspondent, she feels that way.
Yeah, but you know what? She has been all over the map with these guys.
Yes, she's all over the map with a lot of things. But there's a P.S.
Oh.
P.S. I must go on my life, and I never do any business of this scam. I never get any money from Brown Cotton or Eric Bohr, but I sent $100 to a victim when she needed money for food.
That was actually nice if that was true.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that person would come forward.
Well,
poor Anne is being besieged.
You'd think they'd say, wait a minute. She might have done this, that, and the other thing to you guys, but she does have a kind heart, and when I was really down and out, she sent me money.
No, but we have no proof of that.
Yeah, we don't.
No. You never know me well. I truly insult Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Melvin Santos, Miller, and Green, because they are very idiots. Very idiots.
Very idiots.
It's the adverb.
You are very idiots.
It's the adverb that makes the sense.
I know. I love it.
They are real assholes for me.
See what you said about how she doesn't speak nicely about these people?
Yes. Damn it all, Red.
Oh, yes! Oh, oh my God, I'm buying a lottery ticket. This is a good call.
Well, Pip is pleased with herself after last week's utter failure.
Utter and total failure.
Pip has come back with game.
I totally got shut out a couple weeks in a row. We all just looked at each other and went, bah, this game sucks. But we're back on.
I don't know if we blame the game.
No, we blamed me for my categories. Sucking.
Yes.
Hard.
Yes, but.
But please.
But tonight you suck gently and tickling of balls.
Yes, I did it well.
And just in the opening salvo, you're already on.
Yeah, I know.
So this is all in Damon All Red. The real hunters never go for lawn enforcement.
What? I'm sorry, lawn enforcement?
Yes, I think they need a weed whacker. I think that will solve this.
Wait a minute, we haven't got rid of the snow. We have to deal with lawn enforcement
now? Lawn enforcement. And they also lie to people. Why not ask for the experts? The woman who brought all this to our attention lies to people, and she tried to spread rumor and lies to people. Is that right? Why? Why does she want to lie? It is a shame. She is very sick.
Wow. Do you have mirrors in your house, Anne?
Do you believe in those hunters? They are really sick. This is what I see through.
Oh, boy.
We are not perfect because we are human beings, but we cannot lie. This woman is an asshole. This is the truth. Beg and Steal, who's an anti-scammer, is also mafia, and his real name is, and then she tells me his real name, and it is his real name. He has lots of trouble with other hunters, according to my research. Yeah, he's not always well thought of. He's a fine guy. By the way, that other woman is also sick. Yet another anti-scammer is also sick. So there we go.
Wait, that's not it.
No, that's not
it. Oh, okay.
No, Joe's not here. That's
not
it.
Oh, no, I thought, what are you doing?
I go, thank you for deleting the post. It's greatly appreciated. So remember about the other woman.
Yeah,
so
she was saying really nasty things about her on the internet.
Yes, yes. So I
and
got
about
the,
you, too.
Well, yeah, but I'm used to that.
Yeah.
I've built a show around it.
I'm used to it here.
Yes, exactly. I said, I think at this point we both know we do not agree on the motivation of these people you have been dealing with. I am not going to try and change your mind on that any longer. I spent months trying to do that. You are not going to be able to change my mind either on that matter. These people have made, quote, mistakes all the way through this process at the expense of your money and the victim's money.
Wow, that was generous.
I like to be nice. I'm magnanimous. Why do you believe these are honest mistakes instead of purposeful lies and deceit?
Yeah. Why would she think that?
And then I ask her, did you comment that people should send money to EFCC@activist.com, which is clearly a scammer?
What?
You know, EFCC is in, like, Nigeria, where they actually go after scammers.
Okay.
But this email is full of baloney.
That has always been one of her shortfalls for people who haven't listened to this particular story for a while, is that she'll have an email address that you can see the URL. You're starting off pretty good, but then ends up with something that's such obvious BS. It's like, do you have a clue how to read these things?
She has a clue. The rest of us are idiots.
Of course.
This is, then she sends me this. And I haven't done this before, but I am going to on occasion. So the subject line, because the subject lines to me are very funny.
Yes.
And I haven't commented on the subjects of the email, but this is the subject of this email.
Okay.
He is a motherfucker and he must be arrested.
That pops up in your subjects when you're looking at your email.
Yeah, and I've neglected to do that all the months we've been doing
oh
it. But
my
I'm
God.
Like, but I'm like, you know what? I really should.
You really should if they're that good.
Yeah.
The ones that are that good, you've got to mention.
Yeah, I feel like I've let you. You know what? Let's just start the whole bit over again.
He's a motherfucker and he must be arrested. It's like, well, that jumps out of my email pile.
This demands my attention.
Really? Oh, my God. That stands out among all the Rolex watches and Viagra.
So this is like a new comment on her blog on Trust No One, because it's all full of lies with this. This is from Beg and Steal. Has left a new comment on your post. Trust no one because it's full of lies with this fuck.
Wait, what?
This is what Beg and Steal
is saying about her?
Yes. You are a busted liar and a scammer. Davin Rosenblatt tells the truth about you. Why do I get dragged into this?
I know. It's like, thanks, because now she won't talk to me.
Yeah. And then he leaves his website, I guess, and stuff. Above is one of my posts. Read all about yourself. As long as you scam people, I will speak out. Now, Beg and Steal here is being a flamethrower.
Yeah, he really
is. This is not helping what I try to do.
No, you're trying to, like, subtly interrogate her until you can either crack her veneer or she cracks.
Well, before the show, often when Pip gets here early, I will reveal to Pip the insanity that I deal with in this anti-scam world.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you all know me as being nuts, but it's a different type of nuts.
Oh, yeah.
So this again, is what I deal with. Well, I'm just trying to get things done, try to help people.
Yeah.
And as Joe would say, white knight, go drive into a pole, stupid.
Oh, no, he just did.
Oh, no. Now I feel bad.
What did you do?
Oh, well, how many poles did you have in the prediction?
So much fun. Yeah. Joe, let's see, we only have one member of the crew driving into the pole today, so... Joe, it's your turn.
Right. But I'm trying to do the right thing.
Well, but here's the thing is that, train of thought gone. Completely
perfect.
Gone. I hate being this old.
Yeah, let's blame age, not the paint you licked.
Today.
Yeah. So I go to her. I go, do you have Bagan Steele's comment from yesterday? I recall him threatening you, and I have a problem with that. I wish to see it again and show people. Can you send me a screenshot or a link that takes me to the quote? The links are not showing me his post. I do not need him mentioning me in his rantings or insinuating he knows what I think.
Right.
I have never called you a liar or a scammer. If these are true, Steele will have a problem with me. And I did address this with him.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
I thought of my train of thought now. It's sort of like the Real Housewives show when they're sitting around, you know, henning about one or the other, whoever's not there. Mm-hmm. And one of them says, you know, I think, I don't know. She dyes her hair purple on purpose because she's trying to attract a married man, whatever. And so then it'll get back to the one who wasn't there that Lisa Rinna said, you dye your hair purple to try to attract a married man. And she'll be like, what? And then it's like, why are you talking about me when I'm not there? And then she'll go back to Lisa, who started the whole shit, and Lisa will go, well, Debbie said it first. And it's like, and being Debbie, you're like, shut up! Don't bring me into this crap.
The point is, I often am like peacemaker, and I have to, like, babysit because, well, I'm trying to do things and trying to keep the, you know, trying to make things work, go forward. Kind of like your role on our show. It's like, but this is on a larger scale, but kind of your role on our show and keeping the peace when me and Joe are going at it and you're just trying to keep the train on the track. That's what I do with these people, but on a larger scale.
I've had situations where I had to do the same thing in internet groups that I belong to. Mm-hmm. So I do know exactly what you're talking about because sometimes there'll be somebody who's just... Somebody just pops off, and then they'll forget about it, but it'll really inflame other people, and a war can start out of nothing.
Yeah, we call that Tuesday nights. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. You didn't hit a poll. We're very pleased.
Yeah, we're somewhat pleased.
I'm pleased. You can be unpleased.
I didn't say I'm unpleased. I said I'm somewhat pleased.
Damn, boy, you smell good.
Oh, thank you.
What is that?
Coffee?
It is the hand lotion that Davin's wife buys that I love.
Oh, that...
See, I told you he was doing something unspeakable at the side of the road instead of getting his butt here. I told you, and there's the proof.
You actually called it.
I did call it.
No.
look, Joe. No!
No. No, he washed his hands when he came in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all surprised.
I had to use the restroom, and then if they use the restroom, employees must wash their hands.
You know, thank you.
My story was better.
Because if you're going to make... If you're going to make my burrito, I want nice, clean hands. Thank you.
Right. Thanks.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Oh.
It could be.
It certainly could.
This could be a very interesting evening.
Anyway.
Smells nice.
Oh, okay.
Can I go on with our show? Or do you want to sniff Joe like a schnauzer?
Actually, I do.
Sniff, I'll read. Joe, open up your legs. She wants to get right in there and dig her nose right in between your balls.
Joe's girl got my picks in, right?
Yes,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, she did.
Yes. And then we were making...
Great.
Fun of you, but that's okay.
But that's just true.
Your picks are noted, and a Bacardi. You.
I'm not Blue Hawk today. I was Blue Hawk last week.
Oh, you know it's really hard to calendar. You know.
You know what's even harder?
What?
To give a shit. Anyway, I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Must be a good one. Joe can't breathe.
That was perfect placement.
Thank you. I got it from the East German judge over there. I'll take my 10.0 with no splash. All right. Sure.
Jackassery. Continue.
Us. Anyway, so she goes, in fact, I do not agree with you because the victim who called us is a fucking liar who used me before. She wanted men and she lied. She's a fucking liar. This is why.
She wanted men and she lied?
Yes.
Okay.
She told me she wanted men. Why does she lie? You do not reply, and this is why I am not happy, and I will post the truth again. She is a sex monster. cock. Nom, 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 nom. Give me your penis. Nom, 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 sex monster.
Hold on. That sounds like me just a couple seconds ago.
Stick it in behind. Nom, 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 nom.
It's a sex monster. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Mommy,
gobble.
I don't want to go to sleep. There's a sex monster underneath my bed.
Go to sleep now, dear. No, lay me on, lay me on. Nom, nom, nom,
send, send the sex monster to mommy's room, dear.
Yeah, right.
Shut up and just tuck the covers around you really tight, really tight.
But like, what if he comes in and tries to get you? I'll fight him off with his dildo, dear. Come on.
Sex monster.
She's a sex monster. I think that's up there with Godzilla and Mothra.
Oh, I would not be afraid of sex monster. We're all going to get fucked, and I'm first.
Giant balls marching down the street. Bong, bong, bong.
Dragon, like, taking out taxi cabs as they drag. The smell gets you first.
What are doing with those high tension wires? All right.
Ooh, that's kind
Why
of
is he humping
thrill.
That telephone pole? Mm-hmm. Not the Empire State Building, sex monster.
Well, it looks like a dildo.
Oh, my God, he's shoving it in his ass. Oh, those window washers are going to have a hell of a job next week.
Yeah. Everybody get out of the Lincoln Tunnel now.
Yeah. Just ramming it into the tunnel. I'm not paying a toll for this.
You know, then he's trying to screw the Midtown Tunnel, yeah. And it's like, sorry, you can't win. Nothing fucks the Midtown Tunnel worse than rush hour traffic.
Joe's finally right, feeling like the MTA's been fucking us, but now the MTA's getting fucked.
I'm going, go monster, go monster, go monster.
I knew you'd only cause trouble if you got that damn easy pass.
Yeah. Chris Christie has a grudge and lets people get fucked while the sex monster's fucking us from the George Washington Bridge.
He's riding it like it's a rocket. Woo.
Won't vote for me, will you? Nobody gets off the bridge while the sex monster fucks you.
You saw what I tweeted yesterday, right?
No. Sorry, I wasn't standing by my Twitter account waiting for your latest creation.
No, I said I go and wanted a George Washington's birthday and the George Washington Bridge. Yeah, I'm going to sit in my car for 45 minutes.
That's right.
Like, I did see
how
that.
How patriotic of you.
Yeah, but that's not special. You do that quite often. Sitting in traffic.
Yeah, I know, but it was another one.
It's just capitalizing on the day. By the way, Lisa says, it's like the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters.
Nobody's fucking the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
How do you know? Maybe you could probably get laid.
You think?
Yeah, he's kind of cute. You know, not that I'd do
it. Kind of fat, though. I think if you're going to be a sex monster, you need to be in shape. I want a ripped sex monster.
No, okay. Well, it's just like,
I don't want a sex monster who lets himself go.
Well, it's just like Bill Murray said, hey, he's a sailor. He's in town. He's looking for some action.
Okay. Who am I to argue with Bill Murray?
Thank you.
All right. Brown Cotton was right about this.
He was. Yeah. Okay.
I respond, do not post about this woman. She is a victim. She deserves anonymity. You are a victim as well. You deserve anonymity. And that word.
Yeah.
You know, that's a word that you only say once. Can't really follow up with another
one. I don't think I said it maybe once correctly in the whole history of this show. I really stink at that word.
I can't even bust your balls because you'll go, then you pronounce it, stupid. We don't have that kind of time.
No. Pip can probably pronounce it, but she's the only one. I'll just point to her when that word comes up and then she could say it.
There you go. I'm not going to show off.
How would you feel if I posted who you really were? And she goes, so-called Melvin Santos.
She said that?
Yes.
Out of nowhere?
Yes.
Wow, she's non-sequitur woman tonight. I love it. Two.
Nice.
If you do not take any responsibility for what you've done with Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton, you know what I will say next.
What? No. Nobody knows, because she's crazy.
This fucking idiot hunter's destroying my life, too. So do you. Do you do what? You are real fucking criminals.
Do you do what?
Do you do what?
Do you do what?
Too much question.
Yeah. My buddy Frank used to go, do what now? But I never heard a do what.
Do you do what?
Do you what?
Who do the voodoo that you do?
Yeah, so well.
Who has EFCC? Remember, I told you that was that organization.
Yes.
After opening case file for me, I never got any money back. Parker Green and Miller told me about UK EFCC, but I told the woman who brought this to her attention, she's spreading the rumors to people, and this motherfucker lies to people. You do not arrest them, but threaten me a lot. You are hiding behind them.
He just threatened me a lot. Well, yeah, because sometimes you need to be threatened a lot when you're
really
noticing.
Threatened me a lot.
She's just really so. But I don't understand. I just don't understand how she goes back and forth about these people. I mean, the only explanation is mental illness.
Oh, of course, especially when one moment she calls them scammers, and then the next moment she calls them incompetent. Doesn't make any sense.
No. I understand.
All right, let's see.
So where are we at?
I never get any fucking money back. And I paid over $120,000. I did send the truth to Pigbusters, which is a website about scammers before.
Pigbusters.
Everyone judges it as a scam. I will expose all the receipts as long as you keep silent. You will know what is going on with this. Shame on you. Parker Green's daughter, Jennifer Green, needed money and asked me to send money to fucking Agent David Moore, another FBI guy who happens to be stationed in Ghana.
No, this EFCC, is it EFFC?
EFCC.
EFCC. We haven't heard about this before.
Yeah, well, I have.
Okay, but...
Well, they actually can. They're like in Africa. They actually can get scammers.
But she hasn't discussed them.
I don't know.
Previously. I don't remember
hearing.
I don't know.
My brain leaks out of my head when I read this stuff.
as it should.
Yes.
To run away from the thoughts she brings up.
Send money and ask me to send money to fucking Agent David Moore, and I have the evidence. You will know I am fucking mad, and I never get fucking money back. Go to hell.
Okay.
So why does she keep going?
Because the money's coming, Joe.
Yeah. It's like a that intermittent payoff thing that is the way jackpot.
Oh, the slot machines.
Slot machines. Thank you. The way slot machines work, you know, they intermittently pay off, and that is more addictive than paying off in a certain pattern or not paying off. They'll just, I might get a pellet. Try. So she thinks, well, she's never gotten anything back, but she thinks that it's possible, and she thinks she's getting headway. So she gets any sort of positive reinforcement from these people saying, yeah, you're going to get something if you step one more step. She'll keep going.
Well, that's what scammers do. They always hold that carrot out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I said to her, I go, did you post people should send money to that EFCC email address? Nobody's ever gotten a dime from these people. Mm. Do not advise anybody to send money or contact any of these people. She goes, I do not lie, and I do show you all of the truth. Why do I need to lie? Who is a fucking liar?
Who is a fucking liar?
It's a new name.
I am.
Who? I'm a fuck you liar.
I'm a fuck you liar.
Not a fuck you liar. Fucking liar.
It sounded like fuck you liar.
She said fuck you liar.
No, I said fuck you.
Lisa says 4 out of 5 voices in her head won't let her stop believing.
Yeah.
So she goes, I will leave all this behind me. I do not do anything, and I have no idea why they are still attacking. I go, they are attacking because you sent people who sent money and never got a thing in return.
Stupid.
Well, I didn't write that.
It's like one of those bill collectors keep calling me.
Yeah.
Just like you, you must stop this practice. It is like I and Jack's from Pig Busters before me told you. Jack was your friend and a trusted colleague. Why would he try and lead you astray? He wouldn't. So.
Well, I mean, you're saying that this guy wouldn't lead her astray?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I mean, it's hard to tell in this community who are the people that are really... we've seen a couple of people that suffer from delusions of grandeur, like Papa Bear, or what was his name?
No, he's an asshole.
Yeah, he's
Big
an asshole.
Big Bad Bear.
Yeah. He's an asshole.
But I mean, but this guy that you're mentioning,
no, this
he's
guy's
not?
Fine. No,
he's on the level? Okay.
Yeah, this guy's fine. Otherwise, I'd call him an asshole.
Yeah, I know you would, but...
So she goes, so-called fucking idiot Melvin Santos.
Whoa! Boy, that's a mouthful.
Pips, that was you had that, right?
No, I had so-called Melvin Santos, but there was no fucking idiot in the middle. So I think the Ukrainian judge said no.
So-called idiot.
Fucking
idiot. So-called fucking idiot Melvin
now,
Santos.
Now, what if I had that as a category? Who would have known that would have popped up?
Oh, yeah. That would have been like a grand prize. You would have got a car.
That's the Daily Double.
Who's going to give her the car?
If we'll find somebody. Nobody
give her a matchbox, one of your collection. No. You got to pack them up anyway.
Come on, step up.
Yeah.
Step
yeah,
it up.
Park
it's a Tonka.
Yeah. And so another scam mail from the United Nations. Shame on you. Go to hell. You will go to hell. And then she attaches the scam email, and I'll go through it for you.
Okay, cool.
This is from the World Bank headquarters, 1818 H Street, NW, Washington, D.C.
Dun, 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 dun.
Congratulations, beneficiary. Not congratulations. Congratulations.
I love it when there's a typo. From
and
the
opening
get-go.
Salutation.
Yes, I love that.
They don't give a shit.
No, they don't know.
Well, you know what, though? It drives me insane. It's just like reading a Chinese menu. Get someone who speaks the language fluently to edit for you.
Yeah. It's like Joe's old blogs. But now Joe got a translator. He got the Chinese menu. Dr. Wing Wong Chow.
Yes.
Wah Wing Chow?
Wah Wing Chow, sir.
Helps you with your blogs
I
now?
Hate to disrespect the good doctor that way.
Well, you know, he wasn't a great doctor, but...
We digress. Congratulations, beneficiary. Your payment code, and then she puts the code, They put the quote. The World Bank Group has set two goals for the world to achieve by 2013. One, build that wall. No, that's not it.
Wait, they're not Mexican. Carry on.
Number one, end extreme poverty by decreasing the percentage of people living in less than $1.25 a day to no more than 3%.
Okay.
Joe, can you live on $1.25 a day?
I'm trying this week. His stupid bills all at once.
I know. I hate that, like, homemade tuna sandwich week.
Yeah. Homemade tuna sandwich.
For dinner every night.
Oh, that sucks for you.
Yeah.
No, not, don't get the chunk light. Get the solid white.
Yeah, solid white.
Yeah, you can't get the chunk light, Joe.
Yeah.
Number two, promote shared prosperity. Socialism! This is about Bernie Sanders. They're ahead of their time.
Grandpa, give it all a little millennial grandchildren. Grandpa, I want free health care. Grandpa, I want this. Grandpa, I don't want to pay for anything. Okay, children. Okay. Grandpa will help you.
Sounds lovely. Promote shared prosperity by fostering the income growth of the bottom 40% for every country, and World Bank is a vital source of financial and technical assistance to developing countries around the world. We're not a bank in the ordinary sense. Ain't that the truth?
What, in the real sense?
Oh, robber barons and scoundrels? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
We are not a bank in the ordinary sense, but a unique partnership to reduce poverty and support development. United Nations Compensation Unit, in affiliation with the World Bank, are referenced, and then they put this code. How are you today? Hope all is well with you and family. You may not understand why this mail came to you. Yeah, because the spam filter missed it. We have been having a meeting for the past 7 months, which...
That is the longest time in a conference room, how are you gonna according to Guinness.
How are you going to hold your pee?
They're doing it under the table. It reeks in there.
My goodness. We've been having a meeting for the past 7 months, which ended just a few days ago with the Secretary to the United Nations.
Wait a minute. They lasted longer than those idiots out in Oregon.
Yes. I bet they had no beef jerky. This email is to all the people that have been scammed in any part of the world. The United Nations, in affiliation with the World Bank, have agreed to compensate them with a sum of $500,000.
Whoa.
So this is a reload scam.
Yeah.
Targeting people that are desperate, and I guess my gut, well, this sounds good. What could possibly go wrong?
It's just horrible what they do. They scam you. They take all your money. Then they create this organization directed to you and try to get more. These people got to burn in hell.
Dear kind sir or madam, we heard through our affiliates that you still have a pot to piss in.
Yeah.
We would like to relieve you of said pot to piss in.
Yeah. It's like somebody running you over with their car and then running around the car putting on a hat and a tie and going, "Hi, dude, here's my card. I'll help you sue that bastard just ran you over."
But it's the same
that.
It's the same people saying, "We destroyed your life and took your money." Well, is that all? No, there's more.
But wait, there's more. Wait, there's if more. You respond now, we'll take another 80% of your income. For the low, low one-time fee of $3,500, you too can agree to continue to be scammed.
That's Mom, like, Satan's at the door.
That's
for
like
you.
Your house gets robbed and the burglars come by the next day. Can I help you? Yeah, we forgot the stereo.
I'll sell you your stuff back at a discount.
This includes every foreign contractors that may have not received their contract sum, and people that have had an unfinished transaction or international business that failed due to government problems, etc. Because that's where you need an etc.
Yeah, and
that's
all
like
that
where
other
we go.
Crap.
We ran out of bullshit, so we'll throw an etc.
Gee, and they use pretty much a lot of it too. Sure. I can see why they're out. Used every damn thing they had.
We found your name in the list of those who are to benefit from these compensation exercises, and that is why we are contacting you.
Well, there's a nice list.
Yeah. You know, people have been scammed. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
This have been agreed upon and have been signed. You were advised to contact Comrade Mattins of your paying center in Africa. Of course.
Of course.
As he is our representative in Nigeria.
Oh, yes. That's where you want to go after you've been scammed.
Yes. That'll contact help. Him immediately for your check, international bank draft of $500,000.
Oh, yeah. That seems all.
Oh, that's free
are
bird
real.
Seed. Yeah. That's just that side with the free bird seed.
Yes. Yes. That is free bird seed.
Free bird seed. To the middle of the fucking Des a free bird seat.
The coyote is really a crazy clown.
So any kind of roadrunner, you just roll over the free birds. It just happens to be there.
Meep, meep.
This fund is in form of bank draft for security purpose. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, okay. Okay. Is it all right by you with this shit we came up with? Okay. How do you think? Okay.
All right. I'll buy that so far. Please go on.
So he will send it to you, and you can clear it in any bank of your choice. Therefore, you should send him your full name and telephone number and your correct mailing address where you want him to send the draft to you.
Oh, God.
Contact Comrade Mattins of Magnum Bank PLC Payment Center.
Now, you would think they would want more information than just that.
We'll get there.
Okay. Okay.
With your payment code. And it gives a code immediately for your check at the given address. Director in charge, Comrade Mattins. Email dpept-magnumbank-info@ukcompanies.org.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Magnum
God.
Bank for when you want to get really fucked.
Ripped off when for her pleasure.
When an ordinary fucking won't do and you need,
need
a super
magnum.
A magnum. I'm getting fucked big now.
When you need to be fucked like a teenage runaway, Magnum.
Oh, well, that's terrible on a lot of levels, Joe.
Yeah.
Leave your fantasies out of this.
Yeah.
Then they give a fax and a fax number and then and another number. They wrote and
fax and.
All right. I apologize on behalf of my organization for any delay you might have encountered in receiving your fund in the past. Thanks, and God bless you and your family.
Thanks.
Hoping to hear from you as soon as you cash your bank draft, making the world a better place.
Oh, boy, these guys stink.
Oh, they really stink. Thanks, and God bless you and your family from a bank.
It's like a politician.
Yeah.
Right before he's about to fuck the country.
Yeah. Can you just turn around for a second, lean against the wall?
Yeah.
I just want to bend down and tie my shoe. Oh! That's not what I was doing.
You're required to contact the above person and furnish him with the following of your information that will be required to avoid any mistakes. Your full name, your country, your contact address, telephone number, fax number, marital status, occupation, sex, age.
Wow.
Congratulations, making the world a better place. Regards.
Regards.
And then it's www.un.org. I don't know. So she responds in big cap blocks, "Fuck you, Nigeria." She didn't fall for that one, the old girl.
Good girl, Anne.
I think that's her bumper sticker.
It should be.
That is like the best thing. You got to give her that one. All this stuff. Fuck you, Nigeria.
Shame on you. This is scam mail. Hallelujah.
I know. The clouds broke open.
Go, Annie.
Wow. Can't believe she twigged that.
So-called James H. Miller.
Okay.
You are a fucking motherfucker who is a real criminal. Joe, remember when I sent that to you?
I keep hearing Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal in my head.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? These, fuck you, motherfucker. That's so funny.
You use me. You lie because you steal the gold bars from the Taliban's and then have them. Now remember, she just called them heroes.
Yeah. Moments ago.
You used me to clear the gold bars, and you are shameful. You should have been dead or jailed in Dubai at least 25 years. You never returned the money to me. Shame on you. I will ask Mr. Avin. I believe that's Mr. Davin, so you can count that.
Mr. Avin. Mr. Avin.
I will ask Mr. Davin to expose the truth. You are a real scammer.
Now she wants your help. After she's like laid into you, like you didn't want to go to school in the morning because you had a test.
Brown Cotton is a fucking idiot man from IC3. Again, she just complimented him.
I know. It was like moments
ago. Yeah, the same day.
Wow.
In fact, according to my real research, he is a fraud star from Gano working with David Moore.
A fraud star?
We've heard that before, a fraud star.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
We've actually did a thing. Instead of OnStar, it was FraudStar. We did a whole bit, which is why we're not going to do it now.
But the scammers themselves call themselves that.
No, she's giving them the credit, the props.
Oh, wow.
Is it for, like OnStar? But we did a bit, but we're not going to do it now. Like, we all got pen and paper ready.
Okay. Well, we improvised it before.
God, I don't even remember that.
You remember, right?
I do.
Okay, good. I did contact the real bank, and the truth is that I did have funds before. I never applied for it. All of you are fucking liars. I will show all of the payment that I sent money for the funds transfer. Your motive. You want to divert the funds by using me, but I do not want to. You want to clear gold bars by using me because I do know the international trade. You are J. Joe?
Fucking liars.
Pip?
A fucking asshole.
Regular asshole. You are assholes.
All your assholes. Yeah. Just regular.
Toning it down.
I don't understand.
Kids might be reading.
Asshole. wait. But here's the thing. She said, I was trying to help you clear gold bars.
They were using it. Remember Miller with the gold bars?
Yeah. So
and then we thought she might have been in with them on the gold bars.
Yeah.
I never thought she was in with them. I think she was greedy.
Regardless of what you thought, there was speculation.
Yeah, because it sounds...
I can't help what you plebeians think.
I can't
brainwash you all at once. Slowly, I seep into your brain.
But the thing is that we thought that there was some kind of maybe like money laundering or something involved with the gold bars at one point.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I don't know if we ever really cleared it up and said... I don't remember clearing it up and saying that she absolutely positively was not trying to help them.
Well, it wasn't. It actually never was cleared up.
Yeah.
Because basically we've been going... Because the gold bars has not been a steady constant in the whole process through this.
No.
It's been something that's been coming up, goes away for a couple of weeks, comes back. So we really don't know. So basically what we get is... her situation in, well, actually, her involvement with them
mm-hmm.
at a certain point in regards to the gold bars.
Yeah.
Now, they had the whole money laundering thing. The whole accusation of money laundering mm-hmm. was when she started to discuss the gold bars.
Yeah.
There was people that were saying that she was in on it, but that's where the speculation was.
Yeah. I remember seeing she sent Davin some of the documents, and they were hilariously bad because we looked at, and like the letters had logos. Goes
yeah.
that I just really cursory took a look on Google and I found the picture with the same watermark in it. And
right, and it was like, yeah, basically those logos were something that you could pick up anywhere.
Yeah.
While we were discussing it, it's like, all right, even though these logos are ridiculous,
yeah,
even though these logos are something that she followed, the whole thing behind it is if she was going with it,
yeah,
you know, it's what her intent was,
yeah.
regardless how nonsensical what the scent her was.
Yeah, was she being duped again?
Yeah.
Or was she actually going, oh, you know what, this sounds like a good way for me to get my money back or something?
Yeah, and, if you call me up and go, hey, I got this grand scheme, what we're going to do is we're going to set this thing up, and these people are going to invest money, and what we're going to do is we're going to take about 50% off
shh,
the top.
Shh, shh. Why do you got to tell people what we come up with?
And 50% off the top, and I'm like, okay, and then you sent me these ridiculous documents, and I'm like, yeah, I like the little sun and the little thing. Regardless if these sent you ridiculous, my intent was to pull a fast one.
Yeah,
so
right,
that's
right.
The whole thing.
All yeah. right, let's continue.
Okay.
You want to kill me by using financial loss, then take the funds. You are not a human being. Finally, you and Parker Green used me to get the job at the UN. Like, again, like this delusion.
Wait, she...
But she said that before.
She thought that... they used her somehow to get
the job? No, she thinks that she's been used to get them jobs.
That's ridiculous, because, I mean, how? What, because she's got an in, or because they thought that their work with her was so fabulous that they gave him this, like, promotion or something?
Mm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
She's, I mean, except for very few people in the community, she is a nobody.
Right. You are a fucking coward hiding somewhere. You cheat on my money... $20,000, which is from my company and my lesson fees. You are a real asshole. Such a person like you will go to hell. Burn in hell. I never see those assholes have good ending, but will get punishment in the future. Parker Green's fucking daughter, who she likes a lot. You
oh, wait, this is Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used my money many times because she often got the accidents. Shame on Green family. She confirmed, as she told me, but there is no ending payment. Shame, shame, shame.
Shame on you.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, three.
Is right in some ways.
I've always felt that.
Yes, you have.
All the others.
I slate that.
Well, it's not always. It's a few ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Anne have a lot in common. Enjoy that, stupid. Enjoy your mental illness.
Yeah. Wait, are we gonna appreciate Davin today or yell at him? It goes
segment by segment.
And yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't have to be a whole day.
Oh, I thought you meant Joe.
It could be either.
That's what I really thought you meant.
Ann or Joe. It's interchangeable.
It goes by issue by issue.
Sure. Sure.
Yes.
It does.
It does.
If you are real, why you hide without reply? You are scammers. You are a fucking hacker who intruded my Yahoo message account. And this is why I do not go there anymore. Shame on you.
That's a good thing.
Sure. Go to hell. You will. All of you will get punishment soon. Soon in the near future. Subject. New subject. Were you here when I explained about the subjects? Or no?
No.
I sometimes I'm remiss in putting. I haven't put the subjects of the emails that she sends to me, mm-hmm. and I'll often them. But I right. but I just started. I should, because sometimes they're very good. So here's one subject: go and fuck yourself.
I always open.
It's like
email
the emails I get
that.
From Joanne.
I don't think she has "and" in there, Joe. I think it's just "go fuck yourself."
No, that's the name of her lawyer's "Go Fuck Yourself" Esquire. Go
if we ever start a band, I want to be the lead singer, be known as "Go," and the band will be "And Fuck Yourself." It's "Go and Fuck Yourself." That will be our band.
Okay,
we'll be prog rock.
Noted.
So-called fucking Melvin Santos.
No.
You are trying to scam me. Where are my funds? UK funds? Hong Kong funds? You are a fucking liar. What is fucking UN? Not what she's dealing with. You are a real scammer from Nigeria. Now I know the truth about you. Shame on you.
And who was that to?
That was to Melvin Santos. Of
that was
United
to
Navy.
Fucking Melvin yes. Santos. Excuse me.
Oh, so called idiot Melvin Santos.
Yeah, he goes by many titles, Joe. Yeah, it's quite the lengthy business card.
I know. But the thing that I can't get over is... In real life, not in Ann Jackson world, can you imagine having a lengthy conversation with somebody who works for an agency such as the UN and tell him to go fuck himself on the regular and have him answer?
I could see that happen. I've had those conversations with industry. Not the United Nations.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying on that level. No.
You want to destroy my real life.
Oh, I said in real life.
To clear the draft and with funds, you want me to commit crime about money laundering. That is fucking 419 scam. You lie to me. That's what they call these scams in
yeah,
Nigeria.
Yeah, the gold bars,
we were
right?
talking about the gold bars. Right.
Where are my funds? I never get any info from my bank at all. You are a fucking liar. And then I had a conversation with the woman who brought all this to our attention.
Right.
Later on. So this is May 23rd, and then we'll take our first break.
Okay.
So I said to her, got the final comment removed from her page.
Good.
Because I told, remember, I was trying to get that removed despite Begging Steele's efforts.
Yeah, because she had a lot of goddamn nerve putting up something about that woman.
It was libel.
Yeah, it totally yeah. was.
She goes, thank you. I was talking to another person that I know who's in the anti-scam world. Do you think Ann Jackson's the one getting all the admins of anti-scam groups deleted? Because for a while, like, everybody was, like, disappearing. I go, welcome, never thought about it, but no, I don't. No, I don't think so. Why not take out Megan Steele, who threatens her? Why not take me or you out?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She goes, that's true. We just thought because of her rants about anti-scam groups. I go, she does like to rant, LOL. Yeah. So I think we will leave that portion of the show there tonight. Tally, Miss Healy.
Okay. Well, we had three Mr. Davins. We had two so-called Melvin Santos, and we had an appearance of Damn It All Red. I am so pleased with myself.
Well, okay, I missed the Damn It All Red.
I know. Yeah, we had one. So let's see. Well, Joe had 3-3-3, so you're right on the Mr. Davins, and so was Tom and Lisa. And so-called Melvin Santos, well, I was the only one to call that with two.
Mm.
And Damn It All Red, me, Lisa, and Joe's girl. So there's not like a clear winner. I think, actually... Lisa is the closest. Lisa, you got it, girl.
Go, Lisa. Yeah. It's your birthday.
Go, Lisa. Go, it's Lisa.
Yeah, and
you're
when
back
I was,
on fire.
When I was talking to Joe's girl,
yeah.
I left you were just going into it, so I figured I know that Mr. Davin is three, and then I heard that the so-called Melvin Santa was it. So,
yeah.
So I'm like three, so I told her. I didn't know what the last one was, but I told her, just I'm driving. I'm almost at the show. Just put a three across the board.
I saw that come up in the den pen, and I was, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to do the syndicated portion of the show. We'll do some of the Apple versus the FBI.
Right.
Catch up with us. We'll talk about the Nigerian scammer who had the worst scam ever. And then later on in the show, we'll be talking with Peter Cercelli. So you want to stick around for that. On the break, the song you were going to hear, we've played them before. I actually liked them. It's a, like, I like them all, but that sounded like, I actually like them.
Yeah, and
I suck
fake
at this.
Like them.
You really do. I actually like them. Yeah. We like them all, but I actually like these guys.
Instead of the stuff that you guys brought in of your friends that blows, thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
I like some of your husband's stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Joe's stuff is there.
Yeah.
No, I like Joe's stuff too. You know,
new album 2017.
What?
New album 2017.
Is that when it's going to be released?
It'll hopefully be done.
Yeah, more like 5150. Anyway.
They should have been done.
Anyway,
now.
This is the sauce. The song is Storm, and you can find out, you can get more of their music. You go to soundcloud.com/all-of-the-sauce. And, of course, you can also look up The Sauce on Facebook and Reverb Nation. So that's going to be right after we do our...
HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com, iHeart can only